I think the tides are definitely turning. Probably not as fast as we'd want them to, but they're getting there. You know, we look at what's happening on the weekend. Like, that's incredible. That's a club-level game, and we're getting that much interest. Quinns are doing an incredible job. And, you know, years ago, would you see a club doing that? Probably not. Maybe because they didn't have the resources or the time, and everything was done with in sort of like the amateur game. But now we're getting more support, and people are more open to the idea of it. It's growing, and it's only going to get better, you know, with England cricket growing massively. And that's always been seen as a sort of like a male sport. But the girls are going out and smashing and winning titles, and that's what all you can ask for, really. You know, you look at a sport like judo, and it's full contact. You start playing it when you're like 3-4 years old, and there's no difference. You don't differentiate between a male and a female at that age. And even going through getting older and training, you still don't. Yes, a man who's 6'4" and 120 kilos is going to be stronger, but you've got to look at what they've had to get to that stage in their careers. Some of these boys that are playing for Quinns at the moment, they've been pretty much professional athletes since they were 14, and they've been lifting, they've gone to a rugby school, they've been playing rugby twice a week for so many years. So for us as women, we don't have those opportunities yet. So there is going to be a difference in how the game is played, and that doesn't make it any less or more less exciting than a men's game. You're still going to get those sort of breakaway attacks, those big hits, that the step in, the feet, and it's coming more so. You can just see by watching the England games, these young girls that are coming up, they're playing with absolute panache, just going out there, throwing the ball around and enjoying themselves. And that's because people like Rachel Burford have already broken down those barriers. And if you ask those girls, who do they look up to? It'll be Rachel, because she's been there, and she's been pushing women's sport so ferociously for years. When I started playing ladies rugby, I remember it to this day. My dad had looked around for clubs and that I should go to play, and I ended up going to Wasps. And I was jogging up with one of the girls, Steph Neville, who still plays, and we were just jogging up together, and we're like really like having a chat about how nervous we were. And she was a year older than me, and I was the youngest at that club for quite a few years. But now you look at Quinns at the moment, we've got so many 17-year-olds, a 16 just turned 17-year-olds coming up. There's like 5-6 of them that are in our squad. And you can only see that as growth and them being able and having the resources to be able to play. Well, Adidas sponsor us, and it's great because we all love it. There's nothing better than like turning up to a big bag of kit. For them to even think that we're worth investment in means that we've broken down the barriers, and they're seeing that we're a marketable source, and they want to be part of what we're going to become. The greatest team in England, hopefully.